4-5.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and you're listening to a brand new episode of the Aviation Files, the best podcast for all aviation enthusiasts. This week, we will cover the frightening decline of the 747, a berth aboard an Aeromexico flight, Boeing's new issues with the 737, an update on the Intrepid Museum's Concorde, and the very mysterious death of John Barnett. We don't usually get a lot of death-related mysteries, so stick around to learn more. Without further ado, let's begin. First off, we have two stories that are evidence that the era of the 747, known as the Queen of the Skies, is coming to an end. In the summer of 2019, the Boeing 747-400 dominated the skies with an average of 32 daily scheduled passenger flights from the U.S. Major airlines like British Airways, El Al, KLM, Lufthansa, Qantas, and Virgin Atlantic operated 28 routes, showcasing the significance of this iconic aircraft. However, the pandemic hastened the retirement of this aging and less fuel-efficient variant due to advancements in technology. As the aviation industry navigated through the challenges posed by the pandemic, the number of daily 747-400 passenger flights dwindled significantly and quickly. This summer, only Lufthansa is set to operate scheduled passenger 747-400 flights to the U.S., with each of its eight remaining examples boasting a capacity of 371 seats across various classes. The decline in 747-400 flights is evident in the reduced numbers of routes and frequencies. While in the past, there were multiple daily flights and diverse destinations, now only a handful of routes remain. For example, Lufthansa's operations to the U.S. have decreased significantly compared to previous years. In the summer of 2022, Lufthansa had 2 to 3 daily departures to various U.S. cities, but now only one daily flight is scheduled between May and July, with limited services even in August. Similarly, Air China, another major operator of the 747, has also experienced a decline in 747 operations to the U.S. While in the past, Air China had triple daily flights between Beijing and Los Angeles utilizing other aircraft types, it now operates only 3 weekly services to New York JFK, exclusively using the 747-8. This reduction highlights the shifting dynamics in the aviation industry and the decreasing reliance in the 747 for long-haul routes. Despite its iconic status, the Boeing 747-400 is gradually fading from the skies, with airlines opting for more fuel-efficient and technologically advanced aircraft. The decline of the 747-400 is further accentuated by the world's longest scheduled passenger 747 route operated by Air China between Beijing Capital and New York JFK. This route, known for its extensive duration and detour to avoid Russian airspace, showcases the challenges faced by the 747 in an evolving landscape. In conclusion, the once dominant Boeing 747-400 is facing a decline in passenger flights, with airlines opting for newer and more efficient alternatives. While it continues to hold a place in aviation history and many avgeeks' hearts, its presence in the skies is becoming increasingly scarce, marking the end of an era for this iconic aircraft. Just last week, I covered a story about how Asiana's last 747-400 was scheduled to fly sometime in March. Next, let's discuss a passenger giving birth on board an Aeromexico 737. During a recent Aeromexico flight from Mexico City to Ciudad Juarez, an unexpected event unfolded when a passenger unexpectedly went into labor mid-flight. The incident occurred aboard Aeromexico's Boeing 737 aircraft, registration XAAMA, operating as flight AM113 on March 15, 2024. This routine journey, which typically lasts around 2 hours and 10 minutes, saw an extraordinary turn of events as a woman began experiencing labor pains while in the air. Thankfully, immediate assistance was available on the plane. A flight attendant, along with a doctor who happened to be among the passengers, sprang into action to help the woman deliver her baby safely. Upon landing at Ciudad Juarez International Airport, both the mother and her newborn were swiftly transferred to a nearby hospital to receive further medical attention. In a commendable display of appreciation, Aeromexico acknowledged the professionalism of the doctor and the exceptional work of the flight attendants and pilot crew. They emphasized that the safety and well-being of their passengers and staff are of their utmost priority. Interestingly, this incident coincides with an upcoming milestone for Aeromexico. The airline, which is set to celebrate its 90th anniversary in 2024, traces its roots back to November 7, 1934, when it launched its inaugural flight connecting Mexico City and Acapulco. To mark this significant occasion and to celebrate the birth of the baby on board, Aeromexico announced a heartwarming gesture. They offered the newborn 90 complimentary flights with the airline. In-flight deliveries are relatively rare occurrences, as highlighted by a study conducted by the National Institute of Health in 2020. Over nearly 9 decades, there were only 74 recorded instances of infants being born on commercial flights. These occurrences often prompt flight diversions, especially on international flights. Despite guidelines established by aviation authorities, in-flight medical kits may sometimes be inadequate for handling such situations. Regarding the airline policies for pregnant passengers, while many carriers permit travel until 36 weeks of gestation, restrictions may vary, especially on international flights. Some airlines may require documentation to verify the stage of pregnancy and may impose earlier restrictions. It is advisable for pregnant travelers to consult with their respective airlines to understand specific requirements and guidelines before planning their trips. Speaking of 737s, let's talk about Boeing having new issues with the 737. Boeing's struggle with the Boeing 737 MAX family persists, particularly with the prolonged issue concerning the aircraft's engines. The company has announced that rectifying this problem will demand up to a year of effort. This revelation coincides with Boeing's decision to postpone the certification process for two significant variants of the plane, the MAX 7 and MAX 10 models. In a bid to expedite the certification of the MAX 7, Boeing had previously sought a safety waiver from the Federal Aviation Administration. However, this request faced staunch opposition from lawmakers, notably Senator Tammy Duckworth, who chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation Safety. She vehemently criticized Boeing's plea for a safety waiver in January and urged the FAA to dismiss the manufacturer's request. Responding to Duckworth's concerns, Boeing affirmed its commitment to addressing the engine issues promptly. The problem primarily revolves around the potential overheating of the anti-ice systems within the engines, which could result in damage. Boeing has assembled a team of technical experts tasked with swiftly devising a safe and compliant solution. The company anticipates completing the engine fix within a time frame spanning 9 to 12 months, as outlined in a statement obtained by CBS News. Senator Duckworth expressed some relief at Boeing's revised timeline, considering it an improvement over initial projections, which suggested a two-year wait for a resolution. She emphasized the paramount importance of passenger and crew safety and underscored her intention to closely monitor Boeing's efforts to ensure they adhered to the established timeline and effectively addressed the safety concerns. Meanwhile, the FAA granted Boeing a waiver permitting the continued operation of the MAX 8 and MAX 9 variants until 2026, the original target for developing the fix. However, this waiver doesn't extend to the MAX 7, which is still undergoing certification. Boeing had also sought a similar waiver for the MAX 7, given its proximity to the final FAA certification. However, recent incidents, including ASA 1282, have complicated the certification process, resulting in a stalemate. Following Senator Duckworth's opposition to the MAX 7 waiver, Boeing withdrew its request, as reported by CBS News. Consequently, certification for both the MAX 7 and MAX 10 is now contingent upon resolving the engine issue, further delaying their anticipated entry into service. The complexity of the engine fix is exacerbated by the potential ramifications on engine performance, necessitating thorough assessment and understanding of safety and compliance impacts on all systems involved. Overall, Boeing's journey to restore its reputation regarding safety remains fraught with challenges, necessitating concerted efforts to address existing issues and ensure the safety of the flying public. And in a couple minutes, you will hear a story that is even more concerning about Boeing's safety. Now, for those of you who have been listening to my podcast for a while, you may remember that back in August, I did a story on the Concorde on display at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York City, and how it was being removed to be cleaned and repaired. Well, after a long wait, it's finally back at the museum. So, let's talk about it. After undergoing an extensive restoration process spanning more than half a year, the former British Airways Concorde, registered as GBOAD, has made its triumphant return to the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York City. This iconic aircraft, which made its maiden flight in August 1976 and last took to the skies in 2003, now stands proudly once again among the museum's esteemed collection. Having graced the Intrepid for 15 years before embarking on its journey for repairs and a fresh coat of paint, the Concorde's return marks a significant milestone in the museum's history. Museum staff revealed the arduous tasks involved in the restoration effort, including the meticulous removal of the old paint coating and the thorough inspection of any signs of corrosion. Despite being stripped of its engines and various components, the Concorde still weighed a staggering 85 tons, underscoring the logistical challenges inherent in transporting such a historic aircraft. The Concorde's journey back to its home at the Intrepid was nothing short of spectacular. Traversing the Hudson River, the aircraft made stops in Brooklyn's Navy Yard and Jersey City before reaching its final destination. Transporting an aircraft of this magnitude required the expertise of a 500-ton crane barge, a vessel well accustomed to handling aerospace artifacts. Notably, this same barge played a pivotal role in lifting the USS Enterprise space shuttle onto the Intrepid and retrieving the US Airways Airbus A320, famously piloted by Captain Sully Sullenberger, following its emergency landing in the Hudson River in 2009. Reflecting on the Concorde's storied history at the museum, President Susan Marnoff Zossner expressed her delight at the completion of the restoration efforts. She described the Concorde's transformation as akin to a beautiful facelift, acknowledging the sentiments of visitors who eagerly awaited its return. Among those present to witness the Concorde's homecoming was a British Airways flight attendant, whose enthusiasm for the aircraft's new paint job echoed the sentiments of many. While with its reopening to the public scheduled for April 4th, anticipation is building for visitors eager once again to marvel at this marvel of aviation engineering. Beyond the Concorde's return, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum continues to captivate visitors with its diverse array of exhibits. From military aircraft to a nuclear weapon-carrying submarine, the museum offers a comprehensive exploration of naval and aerospace history. Notably, an upcoming exhibition titled Apollo, When We Went to the Moon, promises an immersive journey into the Apollo program, complete with interactive experiences, rare artifacts, and insights into the pioneering individuals who made history with humanity's first steps on the lunar surface. With its commitment to preserving and celebrating aerospace achievements, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum stands as a beacon of inspiration for generations to come. Finally, as I mentioned, a very bizarre and suspicious death has just occurred in the aviation industry. John Barnett, a former Boeing employee and whistleblower, tragically met his end in a Charleston hotel where he was found deceased in his truck. His passing brings to light a complex narrative of corporate accountability, individual bravery, and the relentless pursuit of truth in the aerospace industry. Barnett, who had dedicated over three decades to Boeing, had become increasingly vocal about the issues with the company, particularly concerning the emergency oxygen systems for the Boeing 787 Dreamliners. His concerns were not merely speculative, they were rooted in first-hand experience and a deep sense of responsibility. Despite his efforts to address these issues internally, Barnett found himself marginalized by management, leading to his eventual role as a whistleblower. The circumstances surrounding Barnett's demise raise questions about the toll of whistleblowing and the challenges faced by those who dare to speak out against powerful institutions. Barnett's legal battle with Boeing, including a defamation lawsuit filed post-retirement, underscores the personal and professional risks he undertook in his pursuit of justice. His absence during a deposition and subsequent discovery in his hotel room with self-inflicted wounds serve as a chilling reminder of the immense pressure faced by whistleblowers and profound impact it can have on mental well-being. So the story basically is that he was very vocal and made a legal claim against Boeing about their safety, especially with, as I mentioned, the oxygen systems of Boeing 787s. And then he was found dead in his hotel, in his van. You know, the details are yet to be hammered out. Different sources say different things. And there's a lot of suspicion, speculation, but nothing is set in stone, so keep that in mind. Furthermore, Barnett's recent engagement with TMZ, where he expressed concerns about the safety of the 737 MAX 9, adds another layer of complexity to the story. His suspicions regarding a reduction in inspectors on assembly lines suggest a systematic issue within Boeing that extends beyond the specific concerns he had raised earlier in his career. In examining Barnett's legacy, it becomes evident that his contributions to aviation safety transcend his untimely death. His courage to speak truth to power serves as a beacon for accountability and transparency within the aerospace industry. However, his passing also serves as a sobering reminder of the challenges faced by people who face big institutions and the urgent need for systematic change to protect those who risk everything to uphold ethical standards. As investigations into Barnett's death continue, his story serves as a poignant reminder of the profound impact that one individual can have on an entire industry, even in the face of a formidable opposition. That's all for today. Thank you so much for watching, and do make sure to support my podcast however you can. And don't forget to check out my Instagram @TheAviationFiles for more interesting aviation news and facts. Until next time.